This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. There was a surprisingly active December WASDE report to end the calendar year. We'll have more right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The December WASDE report, which is normally rather tame, was surprisingly active this time around. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the numbers were almost definitively bullish for this month's report.
Yeah, surprised. You had an increase to corn for ethanol. You had an increase to corn export demand. 150 million bushels for corn export demand, 50 million bushels for corn for ethanol. So we lowered ending stocks by an even 200 million bushels to 1.738. No changes to the soybean side of things. There was nothing. We're doing very well on exports, but not well enough to say that we have to make a major change at this point.
When you consider the fantastic demand for U.S. grains that we've seen lately, though, it becomes less of a surprise to see these positive adjustments from the USDA.
The demand for corn has been that good. Now, they might have reached a little bit on this, but the way that things are going, that you won't get many arguments out of it. But the thing that I would be cautious about as we move into the big January report is did we move too much? Will there need to be a production cut or something to continue to cut those overall ending stocks for corn? The other thing is what happens? There's a lot of questions here. What happens with tariffs and trade wars and potentially the size of the Brazilian crop, which right now is set at record production for corn and beans?
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.